Well, boys and girls, I've been asked to speak on a big word this morning, and it's called sanctification. I think some of us might find it difficult even to say, never mind talk about. Boys and girls, the word sanctification. You know, I would say if I was to ask the boys and girls this morning, do they know what this word means? I don't think I would have too many boys and girls putting their hands up. I'll let you into a wee secret. I don't think there'll be too many adults putting their hands up as well to know exactly what this word means. Do you know, boys and girls, I was looking at some books during the week just to find out what different people had to say about this word. I was looking into some books, and you know, lots of people said lots of different things about the word sanctification. But there was one man, and he said something, and I thought it was really, really lovely. He said something that was really simple, and it just gives us a little glimpse into the word sanctification. And I'll tell you what it is. One man said this here. He said, sanctification is the process by which God every day makes me more and more like Jesus. Isn't that lovely? Imagine, boys and girls, you and I to become more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ every single day that we live. You know, I'm going to share a verse with you this morning, boys and girls, and it's found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and it's verse 3. And here's what it says. It says, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification. Do you know, when Paul was writing to that church at Thessalonica, Paul was saying to those people in that church that this is what God wants for your life. He says, God wants us to become more and more like Jesus every single day. You know, boys and girls, wouldn't it be lovely if we had that desire, not only for boys and girls, but for adults as well, if we had that desire and longing in our hearts to become more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ every day. Boys and girls, we've got a big problem. Put your hands up this morning if you've ever had a problem, boys and girls. Do you know something? I'm putting both hands up because I've had lots and lots of problems in my life. And I'm sure we all have problems at times. Do you know the Bible tells us, God's word teaches us very, very clearly that we can't even begin the process of sanctification, or we can't start to become more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ until we get rid of something. Until we have something in our lives that's a big, big problem. And I'll give you a clue, we need to have it forgiven. Can any boy and girl tell me this morning what needs to be forgiven in our lives before we can start the process of becoming more and more like the Lord Jesus? Go ahead. It's sin. This young man has got it right. It's the problem of sin. Boys and girls, God's word tells us that we'll never become like the Lord Jesus Christ while we've got sin in our lives. This problem needs to be sorted out. This problem needs to be forgiven. Maybe there's boys and girls this morning and you're saying to yourself, I would love to become like the Lord Jesus. I would love every day to become more and more like Him. But I don't know how to get rid of this problem called sin. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to have my sins forgiven. Well, boys and girls, I have good news for you. And if there's adults here this morning and you haven't had your sins forgiven, I've good news for you as well. And the good news is this, that the Lord Jesus Christ, He left heaven's glory. And boys and girls, we learned it at Christmas time. We were reminded at Christmas that the Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem's manger. And He came with one purpose in mind. And that was to go to the cross of Calvary. That was to die for the sins of the world. The Lord Jesus Christ died upon the cross, and He shed His precious blood that you and I might have our sins forgiven. that you and I might get rid of this big problem in our lives. And you know, boys and girls, the Bible tells us that he rose again and he lives today that you and I might have eternal life. And boys and girls, the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 16 and verse 31 that if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be saved. Our sins will be forgiven and we'll be the children of God. You know, boys and girls, once your sins are forgiven, you can then start the process of becoming more and more like Jesus. The word process simply means it just keeps on going. Every single day, we can start the process of becoming more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ. You're maybe saying to yourself this morning, but what was the Lord Jesus Christ like? Two questions we want to ask, and I'll be very quick. What was the Lord Jesus Christ like? What was Jesus like? Well, we'll try to answer the questions very quickly. Boys and girls, the Lord Jesus was honest, wasn't he? The Lord Jesus always told the truth. The Lord Jesus never told any lies. He never cheated. The Lord Jesus was always honest. Doesn't matter what situation he found himself in, the Lord Jesus Christ always told the truth. What else was the Lord Jesus like? Well, he was not only honest, the Lord Jesus was obedient, wasn't he? The Lord Jesus did what his mom and his earthly dad told him to do. He didn't turn around and say, no, I'm not doing it. The Lord Jesus did exactly what he was told to do and when he was told to do it. But you know, more than that, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus did everything that his Father in heaven wanted him to do, didn't he? The Lord Jesus, the Bible tells us, was obedient to the very point of death. God wanted his only son to go to the cross, to die for boys and girls and mums and dads in this church. And the Lord Jesus was willing to go all the way to die for the likes of you and me. Boys and girls, Jesus was honest. Jesus was obedient. The Lord Jesus was caring, wasn't he? The Lord Jesus went out of his way to help others. Bible says he went out of his way to minister to others. He went out of his way to heal other people. He went out of his way to talk to people. The Lord Jesus was very caring and he was very loving. In every area of his life, the Lord Jesus always wanted to help others, didn't he? What else was he like? Boys and girls, the Lord Jesus was pleasing. He was pleasing to his Father in heaven. Every area of his life, all the words that he said, all the way he behaved, the actions, everything in his life was pleasing to his Father. And one day God said these words. He said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Boys and girls, the first question, what was Jesus like? He was honest. He was obedient. He was caring. He was pleasing. And the second question is this. How can I become like him? How can you and I, boys and girls, become like the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, let's look at one or two wee things here. First of all, we need to ask God, or you and I need to ask God to help you. You know, boys and girls, we can't live the Christian life on our own. It wouldn't succeed. We wouldn't be able to do it. We need God's help every single day that we live. And boys and girls, if you want to become like the Lord Jesus, you need to ask God to help you. Ask God to help you to be honest. Not to tell lies. Not to cheat people. You know, boys and girls, there's times it'll be difficult. Because there's times that we'll be the ones at fault. And when we're asked the question, did you do that? Or did you say that? Maybe we don't want to be honest and say, it was me. But if you want to become like the Lord Jesus, God wants you to always tell the truth. God wants you to be honest. God wants you to put your hand up and say, it was my fault. You might be embarrassed. You might feel a wee bit ashamed. But boys and girls, there's a little chorus which we used to sing years and years ago. And here's what it says. Be the matter what it may, always speak the truth. Boys and girls, how can I become like Jesus? Ask God to help you to be honest. Ask God to help you to be obedient. Do you always do what your mummy and daddy tells you to do? Do you always do what your teacher at school tells you to do? More important, do you do what God tells you to do? Boys and girls, if you want to become like Jesus, you need to read God's word every day. And you need to learn from God's word. And when God tells you to do something or not to do something, you need to be obedient, and so do I. We need not only to hear God's word, but we need to take heed to it and put it into action in our lives. Ask God to help you to be honest. Ask God to help you to be obedient. Ask God to help you, boys and girls, to be caring. Maybe there's a friend at school, or there's someone at school who hasn't got any friends. Maybe, boys and girls, God wants you to be a friend of that person. Just to be able to talk to them and share with them and get alongside them and be their friend and let them know that you care for them as well. Remember, the Lord Jesus was always helping others, and he wants us to do the same as well. How can I become like him? Ask God to help you to be honest, to be obedient, to be caring. Ask God to help you to be pleasing. To be pleasing to him in everything that you do. Boys and girls, the most important thing in our lives as Christians is to live lives that are pleasing to God. Lives that are in the very center of his will. God wants you to live a life that's holy, a life that's pure, a life that's honest, that's obedient, that's caring, and that's pleasing to him in every area of your life. And boys and girls, if you were to ask God to help you, and you were to put all these things into action in your life, it's then that you would start to become more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ every single day you would live. And that big word, sanctification, would be real in your life, because you would then daily be becoming more and more like Jesus. I pray that all of us will take these things to heart and become more like him every